Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janavalabha Girivardhari. Gopi Janavalabha Girivardhari. Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Shri Radhe. Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Goranitai. Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. And let's recite these together. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye shrimvantam swakata krishna punya shravana kirtana hirantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti suritsatam nashta praeshu abhadreshu nicham bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Nara Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.4. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, super soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. And that's Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. That's the verse that some of you didn't recognize, so just FYI. And by regular attendance and classes on the Bhagavatam, and by rendering a service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18. So, dear friends, today we're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 20, Verse 35. Yavakachi tvamavale Dishta sandarshanam tava Utsono shiksha mananam Kanduka kridayamana Yavakachi tvamabale Dishta sandarshanam tava Utsono shiksha mananam Kanduka kridayamana. Please chant. Please chant. Yavakachitvamabale. Utsono shiksha samananam Kanduka kridayamanaha Yavakachi tvamabale Dishta sandarshanam tava Utsono shiksha samanam Kanduka kridayamanaha Yavakachi tvamabale Dishta sandarshanam tava Utsuno shikshamananam Kanduka kridayamanaha Yavakachi tvamabale Dishta sandarshanam tava Utsuno shikshamananam Kanduka kridayamanaha Yavakachi Avakachit Valamale Ishta Sandarshanam Tava Synonyms, Yah, whosoever, Va, or, Kachit, anyone, Tuam, you, Avale, O beautiful girl, Disya, by fortune, Sandarshanam, seeing, Tava, of you, Utsunoshi, you agitate, Ikshamananam, of the onlookers, Kanduka, with a ball, Kridaya, by play, Manaha, the mind. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Whosoever you may be, O beautiful girl, we are fortunate in being able to see you. While playing with a ball, you have agitated the minds of all onlookers. Please repeat after me. Whosoever you may be, O beautiful girl, we are fortunate in being able to see you. While playing with a ball, you have agitated the minds of all onlookers. Okay, purport. Demons arrange many kinds of performances to see the glaring beauty of a beautiful woman. Here it is stated that they saw the girl playing with a ball, and sometimes the demoniac arrange for so-called sports like tennis with the opposite sex. The purpose of such sporting is to see the bodily construction of the beautiful girl and enjoy subtle sex mentality. This demoniac sex mentality of material enjoyment is sometimes encouraged by so-called yogis, who encourage the public to enjoy sex life in different varieties and at the same time advertise that if one meditates on a certain manufactured mantra, one can become God within 6 months. The public wants to be cheated, and Krishna therefore creates such cheaters to misrepresent and delude. These so-called yogis are actually enjoyers of the world garbed as yogis. Bhagavad Gita, however, recommends that if one wants to enjoy life, then it cannot be with these gross senses. A patient is advised by the experienced physician to refrain from ordinary enjoyment while in the diseased condition. A diseased person cannot enjoy anything. He has to restrain his enjoyment in order to get rid of the disease. Similarly, our material condition is a diseased condition. If one wants to enjoy real sense enjoyment, then one must get free of the entanglement of material existence. In spiritual life, we can enjoy sense enjoyment, which has no end. The difference between material and spiritual enjoyment is that material enjoyment is limited. Even if a man engages in material sex enjoyment, he cannot enjoy it for long. But when the sex enjoyment is given up, then one can enter spiritual life, which is unending. In Bhagavatam 5.5.1, it is stated that Brahma Sakya, spiritual happiness, is ananta, unending. Foolish creatures are enamored by the beauty of matter and think that the enjoyment it offers is real, but actually, that is not real enjoyment. Omagyana timrandasya gananjana shalakaya shakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha namaom vishnupadaya krishna prashtaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swami tinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Pashyata Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Dear devotees, I humbly ask for your blessings for all of you here in person and those of you online, that I may speak in this class in a way that glorifies God and inspires all of us to serve Guru, Radha, and Krishna. So the main point that I want to discuss today is how we can transform lust to love with the holy names. So why am I speaking on this? Well, for those who have been listening to Srimad Bhagavatams this week for a while, the verses we have been reading have been dealing a lot with lust, right? So in the purport of today's verse, Srila Prabhupada speaks about sex mentality of material enjoyment, and that's quote, and how it does not help us be free of entanglement of material existence, but instead it entangles us further. So what is another name for this mentality that Srila Prabhupada is describing? It's lust, right? And what is lust? Well, Srila Prabhupada beautifully explains this in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 3.37 when he says, when a living entity comes in contact with material creation, his eternal love for Krishna is transformed into lust and in association with the mode of passion. So in other words, the sense of love of God becomes transformed into lust as milk in contact with sour tamarind is transformed into yogurt. So furthermore, we get an explanation of how lust manifests for us living entities when Krishna himself explains it in Bhagavad Gita 3.40, when he says, the senses, the mind, and the intelligence are the sitting places of this lust, and through them lust covers the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders him. And Srila Prabhupada then goes on to support that in the purport of that same verse, by saying, lusty intelligence influences the spirit soul to acquire the false ego and identify itself with matter and thus with the mind and senses. The spirit soul becomes addicted to enjoying the material senses and it mistakes this as true happiness. So it's important to understand the difference between lust and love before we can speak on how to transform it, right? So I want to share something from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, and this is 1.4, verse 165 and 171 together, where it says, the desire to gratify one's own senses is kama, lust, but the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema, love. So therefore, lust and love are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but love is like the bright sun. And some of you are getting to experience that Florida sun here, so you know what we're talking about, right? So lust is actually our eternal love for Krishna, for God, that is transformed in contact with the material world into lust. And this lust, again, is something that continues to entangle us in this false ego, in this material world, which is temporary. So lust is seeking something which is temporary that will never satisfy us. Not like that which is eternal and spiritual, which will satisfy us. And that's being in the spiritual world, loving and being loved by Krishna. So that's what we're seeking to do, right? This, we want to see where is the lust in our heart and our mind, and we want to transform it. We want to pull back that veil to the true love. And Vishakha Devi Dasi Prabhu, she's the temple president for the Bhaktivedanta Manor right now. She wrote a beautiful article that's called Exploring Love. It's a Back to Godhead article. And in it, she says, true love is not a casual act, but is an act of will that requires the lover's concentration on and commitment to the beloved. And in Sanskrit, this is called asakta mana, mind attached. In other words, love is about my beloved's, not my own, thoughts, feelings, and desires. True love is selfless, right? So how can we uncover or how can we transform what is in our minds and hearts into this true love, into this selfless love for Krishna, for God? Well, by engaging in activities that are focused on Krishna, such as chanting or singing of the holy names. And this is something that many of us do every day. And we're especially celebrating, of course, in our Alachua community with the Festival of the Holy Names, and we're so happy that so many of you are joining us to do that. And Srila Prabhupada explained how important this kind of focus is in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 4.24 when he says, the more the activities of the material world are performed in Krishna consciousness or for Vishnu only, the more the atmosphere becomes spiritualized by complete absorption. The Lord is spiritual, and the rays of his transcendental body are called the Brahma Jyoti, his spiritual effulgence. So everything that exists is situated in that Brahma Jyoti. But when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, by Maya, or sense gratification, then it is called material. And that material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. So matter dovetailed for the cause of the absolute truth regains its spiritual quality. And we know that there are so many ways for us to practice Krishna consciousness and to serve the Lord and to grow in our love for him. However, today, I want to especially glorify the holy names because, as the sages said to Dhruva Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam 4.10.30, they said, the holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. And then Prabhupada, as always with the great backups in the purport, says, by the grace of the Lord, if a devotee at the time of death can simply chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Simply by chanting this Maha Mantra, he immediately surpasses the great ocean of the material sky and enters the spiritual sky. So to the best of my knowledge, none of us are right now in the moment of death, right? Please raise your hand if you are. We'll call 911. But however, we don't know, right? That's our final test. That's how merciful and loving the Lord is, that he gives us something as joyful as the holy names. I mean, I was crying sitting there in the corner watching how joyful all the Vaishnavis and the Vaishnavas were, like singing the holy names during Guru Puja and dancing, like literally made tears come to my eyes. So that's what he gives us. He gives us him. Both he and Radha are there in the Maha Mantra, in the holy names. And all we have to do is chant and sing them with devotion, with intention, with love, so we can enter into that spiritual sky, as Srila Prabhupada explained. So we can be there in that ecstasy of love. But it's something that requires practice, right? We're invited by Srila Prabhupada. We're invited by our gurus. We're invited by Lord Chaitanya to chant and sing. And who can forget that story from Chaitanya Charitamrita Majalila 17.1, where it says, on his way to Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through the forest of Jarikanda and made all the tigers, elephants, deers, and birds chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and dance. And thus all the animals were overwhelmed by love. There we have that illustration, right? Right there. I love this pastime. I can see the joy and the love behind it every time that I tell the story to children when I do my Krishna Kids Zoom classes, which some of you know that I do. And I really can see that they're right there with Lord Chaitanya singing the holy names, feeling the ecstasy of the love of Krishna. And another pastime about the holy names that I want to share with all of you is from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.7.6, where Srila Prabhupada in the purport tells us this story of a poor brahmana, right, that was worshiping Lord Shiva for a benediction. And then Lord Shiva advised the devotee to go see Sanatana Goswami. So the devotee goes to see Sanatana Goswami and tells him, Lord Shiva has advised me to come seek you out for the best benediction. And Sanatana, he had a touchstone with him, but he kept that in the garbage. He was like, no, I don't really need it. And on the request of the poor brahmana, Sanatana Goswami gave him that touchstone. And then the brahmana was so happy. He was like, yes, okay, now I can get as much gold as I desire just by touching this stone to iron, right? But then after he left Sanatana, he thought, if a touchstone is the best benediction, why has Sanatana Goswami kept it in the garbage? He therefore returned and asked Sanatana Goswami, sir, if this is the best benediction, why did you keep it with the garbage? And Sanatana Goswami then informed him, actually, it's not the best benediction, but are you prepared to take the best benediction from me? And the brahmana said, of course, yes, sir. I mean, Lord Shiva sent me to you for the best benediction. Well, then Sanatana Goswami says, go throw the touchstone in the water nearby and then come back. And then the poor brahmana did so. And when he returned, Sanatana Goswami initiated him with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And thus, by the benediction of Lord Shiva, the brahmana got the association of a best devotee of Lord Krishna and was initiated into the Maha Mantra of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the holy names are that benediction. And this is why we're here at the temple, or we're at home and we're ready to celebrate the holy names, because of the mercy of Guru, because of the mercy of the devotees, of Radha and Krishna. Because let's think about it. Every single one of us here is here because of the mercy of someone sharing the holy names with us, right? Is there anybody here who has not shared the holy names with it? No, right? That's what I thought. There's someone that you can thank, and it all goes back to Radha and Krishna themselves, because Keshava Swami, he has a great book called Gita Life. It's really great for people who are very new to Krishna consciousness to explain things. And he explains there how 500 years ago, Krishna incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he ushered in a spiritual revolution by freely initiating everyone, regardless of race, religion, or social status, into chanting the most effective mantra of all, the Hare Krishna mantra. And since God is all-powerful, all-merciful, he has made it very easy for us to chant his names, and he has also invested all his powers in them. And thus the vibrated names of God and God himself are identical. And this means that when we chant the holy names of Krishna, we are directly associating with him, and we're simultaneously being purified by such communion. So chanting is a prayer to Krishna that means, O energy of the Lord Hare, O all-attractive Lord Krishna, O supreme enjoyer Rama, please engage me in your service. And this chanting is just like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence by saying, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So as it says in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.12.48, when people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead or simply hear about his power, the Lord can personally enter into their hearts and cleanses away every trace of misfortune, just as the sun removes the darkness, or just as a powerful wind drives away the clouds. So this is the power of the holy names, that we can have the Lord personally enter our hearts and cleanse them, removing that lust and bringing in that love. So when I was preparing for this class, I was talking to Rukmini Devi Dasi, Rukmini Walker Prabhu, about this class. And she told me that one of Srila Prabhupada's favorite bhajans was Hari Hari Bipale Janama, and how in that there's a verse that Narottam Das Thakur says, the treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. The Lord's holy names are divine love, come straight from Goloka Vrindavan. And we can experience that by chanting and singing together. I mean, if you really take a moment to think about that mercy, does it not move you? Like, do you not get overwhelmed in a good way of thinking of how merciful and how loving the Lord is? And Srila Prabhupada, he talks about this in the purport of Bhagavad Gita 9.2 when he says, we have practical experience that any person who is chanting the holy names of Krishna, you know what's coming, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in the course of chanting without offense, feels some transcendental pleasure and very quickly becomes purified of all material contamination. This is actually seen. Furthermore, if one engages not only in hearing, but in trying to broadcast the message of devotional activities as well, or if he engages himself in helping the missionary activities of Krishna consciousness, he gradually feels spiritual progress. And this advancement in spiritual life does not depend on any kind of previous education or qualification. This method itself is so pure that by simply engaging in it, one becomes pure. So we heard Mukhya Prabhu talk about Harinam Sarkirtan that our community always goes out to do. Just think about the opportunity that's being given, not only to ourselves, but to all those people who get to hear the holy names. They don't even have to understand it to have that spiritual progress. And sometimes we may think, well, How practical is this? Do we know people who are living this right now? Yes, we do. We have them in our greater spiritual community. I was reading some poetry from a book called Bhakti Blossoms, a collection of contemporary Vaishnavi poetry. Highly recommend this book. And in this book, there are so many examples of Vaishnavis who are glorifying the Lord through their relationship with the holy names. And one of them is Archana Siri Devitasi Prabhu. And I'm going to read you what she says because it's so beautiful. She says, I softly chant the names of God that are dear to me, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. For 4 decades, I have been developing a relationship with God by chanting these names, sometimes softly to myself, sometimes singing them loudly with others. But whenever I do, I feel the Lord's presence in the room. My dearest friend, my ever well-wisher, the holy quality of these ancient names becomes sweetly tangible. Like a street sweeper, the holy names cleanse my heart of lifetimes of material impressions and desires. The Lord descends from that place in the form of his name and enters the courtyard of my heart. Over the years, my faith and attraction for have increased for chanting these names. And just as when one suffers from jaundice, sugar candy tastes bitter to them. But as our disease condition improves, sugar tastes sweet again. So the names become sweeter as I regain my spiritual health. The mantra at the heart of our bhakti tradition, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, contained within the mantra like a tree inside a seed is God, or Krishna's exquisitely beautiful form, his unlimited pastimes and qualities. And in time, these intimate aspects become revealed to the practitioner who also makes these names dear. For now I feel the presence of God's divine beloved Radha, Hare, and God himself, Krishna, like the warm sun rising on a chilly autumn morning. The life-giving names walk with me, sit with me, sleep with me, and even as my body perishes in the near future, the names will guide me to my next destination. The names will continue to soften my stone-like heart until it melts into loving ecstasy for the personalities who own the names that I chant. Now you see why I had to read that whole thing. It's so beautiful. So the hope is there. We can transform the lust in our minds and our hearts into pure love for Krishna again. And those with the patience and the sincerity to keep practicing for decades as needed, those of us that can let ourselves feel the sweetness of the holy names increasing as we regain our spiritual health, as Archana Siri Prabhu shared, well, we can glorify the Lord with his holy names. We can feel his presence and Radha's as well. And that love can continue to soften and purify our hearts and minds. And all we have to do is chant the holy names. So I want to share one more poem from this book. It's by Krishna Priya Devidasi Prabhu, just because I want you to get like that sense of that lived experience that a lot of these devotees are getting with the holy names. And she says, it's titled, Lord Krishna's Glorious Holy Name. Chant the holy name when sad and gloomy. It will dry up all your tears. If you're alone and scared, it will take away all your fears. Chant when tense and worried, for the holy name helps you to cope. If life seems void and dry, the name showers the rain of hope. When strangled by the weeds of material life, the holy name will uproot them automatically. If you chant when pained by lonely silence, the name will resound ecstatically. If disturbed about the things you do and about those with whom you associate, you may feel desolate and alone, but the Supreme is with whom you can communicate. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Maha Mantra is empowered to end all life's confusions. Even chanted just one time, It destroys all your delusions. So beautiful, right? I love the joy and the sincerity in this poem and that faith in the holy names, in the Maha Mantra. So before I finish, I just want to briefly share my own personal glorification of the holy names. So it's 2025, so now I've been chanting them for 10 years. I started in 2015, back in 26 Second Avenue when I attended my first Bhagavad Gita class. And I just started with one round every day back then. Then it was in 2018 when I became so sick that I almost died that I realized, oh, there's no time like today. I need to get started chanting at least 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day. And that's when I really started chanting the Maha Mantra at least 16 rounds and really trying to do my best to grow my love for God. And it was the Maha Mantra that was with me on those days when I could only lay in bed and listen to kirtan and chant in my head. Because I didn't even have the strength to hold my beads. Or when I lay in a hospital bed and I was unsure of what would happen next. So the holy names were, and they continue to be, my lifeline. And then in 2023, when I made that vow to Guru, to Radha and Krishna, when I received my spiritual name, Damodar Priya Devidasi, that's when I really feel like I'm beginning to grow my personal relationship with that divine couple. And I promise that I will chant their holy names. I will allow them to purify my mind and heart. I will uncover the true, pure love for them. And I will do my best to serve them, even with a cold, even when it's cold. But I will do my best with love and devotion, because I'm trying to get there. And I will allow my life to be changed and purified in ways that even I still don't understand. There's things that have happened to me since my initiation that as devotees, we understand when people say, "Whoo, I've been purified." Yeah. But I'm grateful for them. And I want the holy names to grow sweeter to me, as Archana Siddhi Prabhu said, as my spiritual health improves. So to recap what I spoke about today, when we come in contact with material energy, our pure love of God, of Krishna, is transformed into lust. And lust is when we aspire to gratify our own senses instead of desiring to please the senses of the Lord, which is prema, true love. However, we can transform that lust back into pure love through the chanting of the holy names, because the holy names are Radha and Krishna themselves. It's their divine love coming down from the spiritual world to cleanse our hearts and grow our love for them with their infinite mercy. So let us chant and sing, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you, dear devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they're full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. So please, I would love to hear your takeaways, your questions, comments, or corrections. Also, how do you want to personally glorify the holy names? What are your Krishna magic stories of the holy names? Thank you. And let's please check that the microphone is working, because last time I gave class it wasn't, and I didn't get to hear it.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Ragatmi
Kapabu. Thank you, Damodar Priya. Always, your classes are always very moving. It reminded me of the prayer Prabhupada wrote on the Jaladutta, and in the end, he says, his name is Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Bhakti Vedanta, which means devotion and knowledge. And he says at the end of that prayer, I have no knowledge, nor do I have any devotion, but I have faith in the holy name of Krishna.
Mm.
It was that faith from which this entire Krishna explosion happened. Just that faith in the holy name that anything is possible and everything is possible.
Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Ragatmika Prabhu. Yes, it's that faith that can get us through even the most difficult of times. And I did finish a little earlier because I know that there's a lot of us here and I want to make sure to hear from you. So please, yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Very nice class. I remember Prabhupada said, holy name is so powerful, it immediately cleanses the heart. Calling it once, right? Not even twice, not even thrice.
But
we have been chanting for so many years, but I don't see my heart getting cleansed or no desire to do more chanting. It's just like, you know, more forcefully sometimes do it, sometimes, you know, most lot of times that I have to do that, or it's my duty, or it's my order by the guru. No attraction, and I don't see I'm doing any Vaishnava Prad also, at least in my knowledge. So why that is not, you know, we see that in our practical life, what it says in the scripture.
First off, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Adokshaj Govindas.
Adoksha, thank you, Prabhu. First off, thank you for your vulnerability. So first off, that kind of introspective work is what will get you to that point. That kind of honesty is what will get you to that point. When we don't realize that we don't have the taste, then we cannot improve. So you're already starting, right? So one, you have improved because one, before you didn't know the holy names, now you know them. You didn't know that you didn't have the taste for them, and now you do. And now you have the yearning. In just asking that question, the yearning is there. In just asking the question, your intention is there, right? So sometimes that's what we can give when we're chanting the holy names, is that prayer of yearning, of intention, of saying, before you start chanting, my dear Lord, I don't have the taste for your holy names, but I want to have it. Please help me. And engage the Lord in that relationship of reciprocation. Ask him. And then there's also practical things that you can do, right? You can read a little bit from sacred literature before you chant. You can, Mahatma Prabhu, which, please let's do a prayer for him right now, is in the hospital still. So Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every single class I mention him, so I have to give him props. He has a beautiful Japa affirmations book and also cards. I see some of you shaking your hands, so you have them, you know of it. And if you read that affirmation and the description right before you chant, it will help, because again, it's that focus, it's that getting a little bit of that mercy of someone who does have the taste and just stealing a little bit. Well, not stealing, you're borrowing it, right? Until you have it yourself, right? So just have that and continue to associate with devotees who have the taste. Continue to come to class, continue to chant, and as Ragatmika Prabhu was saying, continue to have faith. You'll get there. You may not see that you're making progress, but most likely someone else could tell you that you are. So just have faith, trust, and thank you. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare
thank
Krishna.
You very much for this well-planned, well-researched class. I can see you have done dive deep into it. It's not easy sometimes to do this. In 35 minutes, I think you did that. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that it's not a question. Just like, we had COVID, and it was a virus that was killing people. And, you know, if only we can pray to Krishna, if we can be beaten or get the virus of the holy name, so that we become like sick and with the holy name, with the sweet name of the holy name, like you said, the nectar that this can give us. And, you know, I think, as you said yourself, in the association of devotees, and I think sometimes we don't realize it, the person who has introduced us to Krishna consciousness, you have to be grateful to them for giving us, for opening that door for the holy name.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding us that. And I thank you again for your well done class.
Oh, thank you. And what's your name, Prabhu?
Sarangadas.
Sanatavadas. Thank you so much. Yes, thank you. And I love the reminder again that gratitude. So that's something else that I forgot to mention. When we feel like we don't have that sweetness, practice gratitude. You know, try to think in gratitude to Krishna, to Radha, Krishna, to Guru, to the devotees who told you first of the holy names, and that will help that sweetness come. So thank you for that reminder. Thank you. Yes, there's a Vaishnavi on the other side. Fellow green, sorry, Vaishnavi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much. Beautiful class. I just have one little share, kind of a little realization after hearing Prabhu's question is, you know, I didn't wake up until I was 27 years old, and it was after praying to Jesus, and the very next day, it was either the day or the day after I ended up at Govinda's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And the food was so awesome. Like, I wasn't a foodie at all. And I literally cried just tasting the prasadam. And I had been there before, though. But that time, somehow I realized it was connected to a temple.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I asked them, what is their main book? And they handed me a Bhagavad Gita as it is. But I was pretty much dyslexic. I couldn't read in my life. I tried to read books. I just cheated my whole way through school because I couldn't understand stuff. I didn't like what I was learning. But when I got the Bhagavad Gita, bam, I could read it.
Oh,
I could read everything, and I understood it. And I couldn't understand why. Immediately woke up out of the dark. I became vegetarian overnight. I ate prasadam every single day there. My mother kicked me out of the house because she's a girl. She can't eat my food. She just reads and chants all day. So the thing is I was 27 years old. I was in the dark. I believed in Jesus, but we were not religious at all.
Mm.
But I'd pray every day. I totally believed in him. But made me wonder why, you know, so I'm in fear every day. Every day I'm afraid to forget again.
Mm.
And so it made me wonder if I made an offense to a Vaishnava or something, because it says you probably were a devotee in the previous life if you wake up so fast like that.
Mm.
And so that's when I kind of wonder if we don't get the taste or something, or it takes so long, is that maybe it was an offense to a devotee, which is really generally, maybe we didn't do it in this lifetime, you know, or some curse from some, you know, who knows. But those things kind of go through my mind. But the main thing is I live in fear and anxiety every day of forgetting Krishna, which is sometimes miserable, you know, because you're just afraid, you know. I don't want to forget them again.
No.
And do you have any suggestions or anything about that?
Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm Jai Shri Radha Devi
Dasi. Jai Shri Radha. Oh, with that name, how can you forget? You have Radha's mercy with you at all times to remind you. First off, yeah, thank you. I don't know if you sensed that we all were so moved by you sharing what happened in terms of you and the Bhagavad Gita. And what we all felt in that moment was awe and wonder, right? We felt amazement. So that's the opposite side of the coin of that fear and that anxiety. So instead of engaging, because, you know, we hear bhajans of the elevated devotees that they're in fear and the anxiety, and it actually propels them forward in their bhakti. And they can do that. They're at a higher level. But for a lot of us, to be in that state of anxiety and fear will sometimes actually crush our bhakti creeper and will actually make it more difficult for us. So we don't want to force ourselves to be somewhere where we're not. So in that right now, if we're not there, let's kind of focus on the awe and the wonder. Like, let's focus on the gratitude. Let's focus on seeing the Krishna magic in our lives. I have a god sister. She has a little book. And every day, she writes down at the end of the day in that book, what was the Krishna magic moments in her life? And sometimes, though, Krishna magic moments are positive, like, For example, I mean, this is mine, but she wrote it. Like, I got a high five from a little bumblebee the other day. I was like, we were chanting to it, and I was like, I want to see if I could get a high five, and it gave me a high five. So that's a Krishna magic moment of like, ooh, that's so sweet, that's wonderful. But then sometimes she also writes Krishna magic moments that are a little bitter. You know, like a friend of hers who stopped being her friend, and it helped her realize her true friends are her god sisters and her spiritual family and the people that really do encourage her in that, right? So maybe practicing that gratitude and that grief every day and looking for that Krishna magic in every day, then you can fill yourself up so that you can feel Krishna's presence, feel Radha and Krishna's presence in your life more than that fear and the anxiety. Because sometimes, again, depending on where we are in our spiritual life, that fear and anxiety doesn't help us see how they're present in our lives and doesn't help us see how they're moving through us. So I hope that helps. But thank you so much for sharing your story. This is why I finished early, because I want to hear these stories. Like, what was your first time that you heard the holy names? Like, who was it that introduced you to them? Like, let's glorify them. So thank you. Yeah.
Prasadam was the thing that first woke me up, and I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. I was a pretty skinny person. I didn't like food too much. I just ate, just eat, you know, you had to live. But after that, I love prasadam so much. I could eat endlessly. I mean, and sometimes I almost do, you know, I know you have to stop it. And I know there are other devotees who struggle with this, you know, and is that considered lust? Because it is Krishna, and you're tasting every flavor is Krishna, and you're just associating with Krishna. So can that be considered lust because it's with Krishna also?
Yeah, so I think there's two parts of that. I remember hearing stories that when Srila Prabhupada was first getting his disciples who knew nothing about Krishna consciousness, and he would force seconds and thirds and fourths of prasadam on them because he knew that they needed that purification. Right? So that prasadam is not just that we're enjoying Krishna through the prasadam, but we're also getting that purification, right? So he knew that we needed that. So there's that sense of it. And I feel that also, if as long as you're not eating prasadam to the point that you're keeping prasadam away from someone else, then you're fine, in my humble opinion. Obviously, we can hear from other, where there's much more elevated and senior devotees here. But if you're not taking prasadam away from someone else's mouth, then you are fine. And if you're also paying it forward by giving prasadam out to others, which I have a feeling that is something you do, and I don't know you that well, but I have a feeling. So then in that case, then you're paying it forward, right? So sometimes they say, right, you have to feed yourself first before you can feed others. So that's what you're doing, my friend. Thank you so much. Haribo, anybody else have any stories, any glorifications of the holy names? If not, I have some more things that I can share. Anybody else? Okay, so then one of the things that I wanted to share that I wasn't sure if I would have enough time and I wanted to leave just in case everybody was feeling shy was it a song that also Rukmini Prabhu shared that, I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, I'm not a great singer, but it's a song that she said Srila Prabhupada also loved, and I'm just going to read the translation to you. It's called Parishishta. It's a supplementary poem, and in the translation it says, "O my tongue, you who are overwhelmed with the desire for tasting material enjoyment, please hear my instructions. Always remain deeply absorbed in drinking the nectarian-loving mellows of the beautiful names of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. The name of Radhika is ever fresh and lovely and is pure ambrosia. It is very sweet and utterly enchanting and is the abode of complete satisfaction. With great care, you should eagerly blend this ambrosial name, oh, that's much better, of Radhika with the wonderful sweet condensed milk of the name of Krishna. Now add into that mixture the sweet fragrance of loving affection, which is both cool and delightful. Drink this nectar day and night, and you will know what true happiness is. No longer will there remain on the tongue a thirst for mundane tastes, for these wonderful transcendental mellows will fulfill all your desires. And at the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur begs for ecstatic rapture in hearing and chanting the divine names of Radha and Krishna. So there we have it. I didn't even know that you were going to ask about prasadam, but there we have a poem talking about that. We have that. So let's just remember that that's what we're bringing in. And yes, Prabhu, I can always count on you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Very nice class. Umapati Swami, who was early bird, or in early days he used to come to eat. And one day he thought, after 10 days, he thought, Swamiji is cooking and feeding, maybe I should check it out, going in the morning, what else he does. So then he heard, oh, he speaks. So then when he came to the class next day morning, he said, if it is difficult, now, before that moment, every day he heard, during the meal, Prabhupada would cook and serve also them, that eat up to neck. Don't even hesitate, just eat as much you want. But in the class, he says, if you cannot get up in the morning for the class, don't eat much.
Mm.
So after the class, he said, any question? He raised hand. So Prabhupada said, only when sense gratification is disturbed, you have a question. He read his mind. He said, yes, what is your question? He said, all this time you told us to eat up to neck. Now today you said not to eat much. Then Prabhupada gave I'm just giving a few.
Yeah, of course.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
He says, eat as much you can digest.
Mm.
If you work very hard, it is not the how you look or how big you are. How hard you work, if you can digest, eat. But if you don't digest much, eat that much, little. Mm. But as far morning program, it's better not to eat at night. Just so you can get up in the morning and come.
Yeah.
As far, I wanted to address a little bit, since we have 1 minute.
Yeah.
In Harinam Chintamani, there is a beautiful, it's my mother tongue, so I memorize a lot of the whole book. You can sing. It says, Tava mukha naam tumate abhinna, jariya vastur naam jara haite bhinna. So when we chant, it is not the holy name produce the result only. It is our attitude to serve. When we want to serve, service means under guidance. Service is not alone. I cannot serve Krishna unless I have somebody in between Krishna and me, period, in Harinam Chintamani. So when I am eager to serve under guidance of my guru or sadhu, that time the holy name will descend from Golok Vrindavan, not from here, not from my tongue, from Golok Vrindavan. Bhakta mukhe aishe naam Golok hoite. Anyway, it's beautiful, the whole song. That it descends and then it comes to the soul, then it permeates the whole body, then comes to the tip of the tongue, and then dances on the top of the tongue. It is not some Sanskrit word or something. It is the divine personality, divine couple, dances proportion to my faith. How I believe this process, the result I will experience.
Mm.
Now, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gave a comment on that, that when you actually take this process and you try to literally go from one level to higher, when you come to almost like Brahmabhuta platform where pure devotion began, that time you'll feel like, what did I get? Nothing after chanting so many years. Because you're losing the little taste of the material world.
Mm.
And you don't have any spiritual asset. You've come to a point, Brahmabhuta is a border between spiritual and material, so you feel like empty.
Mm.
You feel like to crave. I want to possess something. Can I have something? Because in the material world, everybody wants to have. I have money or whatever, sex, whatever. I want to possess, but they feel the vacant. So there was a group of devotee in the corner of Chaitanya Math, and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur also used to go to morning walk sometime, not every day like Prabhupada. So when he came nearby, he said, "You all have some question." So that discussion took place, and it is written down now. I think somebody translating also in English. So he asked, "What is your question?" He said, "We gave up everything. We came to Math. We are serving. But we lost all the material assets, attraction, you know, they said. But spiritually we don't have it. I don't have anything. We don't have anything." So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur asks, "Do you not want to serve under my guidance?" "No, no, we want to serve, but we try to calculate what we are doing here. What did we get? After giving up our material life so many years, what do I have? And we find not much. There's nothing really much within." Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, "You are in a safe position. When you don't have anything material, you still have that craving, but you don't possess, hold something, you have a chance to get into spiritual domain. Don't detour. Don't take a detour." So every devotee will come through this. Anartha Nibriti. What is Anartha Nibriti? Going away things that we used to draw happiness. Then we fall back to whatever it is. You know, even in our movement, we go up, 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 then back to the, again, remarry or this, that. You know, we go through. Or we feel like to come back and grab those because we did not cross it. But we came to the edge. We should have the good association of those who crossed it. By their blessing, we will also cross. And Prabhupada created ISKCON, filled with, I mean, not filled with, but there are many great souls in ISKCON. I don't want to like to mention name in publicly like that. They are so advanced by their association, we can easily cross. Otherwise, we'll come to this point that, "I don't know how many years going, I don't know what I get." I also did that. But it is not. You have to cross that. Everybody has to come to that point.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, thank you. It was
you.
Nice class.
Very nice class. Thank you, Prabhu Govinda Prabhu. Jai. So what we're hearing there is that there's that hope and that we can just, let's hang on to the either the dhotis or the saris of those that are more advanced than us, and just they'll carry us forward with their thirst for the holy names. So we can do that. Jai, jai, okay. Granta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, everyone.